Indeed, in particular, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has to answer as to why he was so vehement in rejecting the recommendations 2 weeks ago for a four-week Level 5. We now have a six-week Level 5. It's going to put huge pressure, particularly on workers and businesses. So we need real answers, and some of those answers have to be around intensive care units in our hospitals, the lack of bed capacity, and the failure, huge failure in contact tracing. So we've had months of opportunity for the government to get this right, and they haven't got it right. And here we are, back in 6 weeks of Level 5.
Now, from the government's point of view, I understand that they have obviously defended that approach and they wanted to give Level 3 and 4 a chance to see if they would work. Obviously, they haven't, and here we are today.
Well, there's a number of things. They had months of space, of breathing space, brought about by huge sacrifices of our people. They didn't take that opportunity in terms of contact tracing. They didn't take that opportunity in terms of intensive care units in our hospitals. They actually pulled back on the supports for workers and businesses. And now we're in a situation where there's some progress from the announcement last night, but a lot more clarification needed. For example, in terms of banks and mortgage breaks, where do workers lie with all of that? So there has to be some honesty now from government about the mistakes they've made. They've got to level with the people and they've got to outline clearly what supports are going to be there for workers and businesses.
One of the things I'm sure your party is happy enough with is that the pandemic unemployment is to be restored to €350 for those who had been earning over €400. It's something that you as a party had a major gripe with from the get-go when it was reduced.
Yeah, and it was remarkable, and we said it was premature. We challenged the government throughout the budget process on that. So it's good to see some clawback, but there's more improvement needed. There's more payments in relation to that need to be reinstated. Also in terms of the temporary wage subsidy scheme and just the whole area now of mortgage breaks and the whole issue of the banks where, you know, they were allowed to go back to normal practice there in recent times. So the government now need to, as I say, be straight with the people about the mistakes they have made. They need to move urgently in terms of the banks and their own ministers of finance around the financial supports. And they need to, you know, show respect to our people. Our people aren't stupid. They can read between the lines and know what's happened here. And they would respect a bit of honesty from the government at this point.